Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Continuing to celebrate all the valedictorians, class of 2020, it's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. We've teamed up with Newsday to give them a platform to give their speeches. Joining us, it's Cole Brigham from Southold High School. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great job, Cole. Your parents must be thrilled, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. They were definitely really stressed out, though, before we found out I was valedictorian, because they didn't tell me until the day they announced.
So wait a minute, your parents were biting their nails?
Yeah, they were biting their nails. They had a assembly to announce it at the end of one of our school days, and yeah. They told my parents to come in, but they didn't tell me if I was valedictorian or salutatorian.
All right.
So they were just in the dark as me.
Wait a minute. So do they invite all the parents, or is it just your parents? Were there like three other sets of parents that were like crying that they didn't
get? And the first runner-up, right? And then your parents just cry.
Yeah, there's just my parents and the salutatorian's parents, but we didn't know who was who, and then they started giving descriptions, and the salutatorian was a girl, and they were doing the salutatorian first when they said her. Then my parents were like, oh,
right.
They finally knew after that.
Right. So, you know, you and the salutarian, were you friends, or are you competitors at that time? I always want to know. You know, I had friends that pushed me in a healthy way, but at the same time, like, it was competition.
Yeah, I'd say we were definitely friends, but we definitely both wanted to be valedictorian, but we weren't, like, hating each other because of it. It was just, like, a friendly competition.
I get that. I understand that.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Good. And I see you're a guy after my own heart. You're a soccer player.
Yep, I'm a goalie.
Oh, that's awesome. Goalie's the best. It really is. Yeah. You know, I used to play goalie, but you're probably athletic and didn't like it. I liked it because I was lazy, so I didn't have to run a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure that made you a great goalie.
That, and because I have a hard head, my dad always said the ball didn't hurt me as much as it would hurt the other kids. Are you going to continue playing?
I don't think so. I'm thinking about maybe playing tennis in college.
Nice.
That's probably my best sport, but I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
So what will you be doing in college? What's the plan now for the future?
I'm going to be going to SUNY Binghamton. I'm going to major in physics.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
And what's the ultimate plan?
I want to be a physicist. I want to go to grad school and get a PhD in physics. Whenever I tell people that, they're always like, ew.
I'll see you on Mars, bro.
Wait.
Me and you hanging out with Elon.
Yep.
I'm not saying me, but if somebody wasn't sure what a physicist does...
Anna, nobody's sure what a physicist is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What do they do? What, I don't know. I was just asking. I didn't know if I was the only one that had no idea.
No, nobody knows.
Oh, what do you do? Are you getting people on Mars? Is that it?
There's like tons of different branches. There's like astrophysics, quantum physics. It's a lot of research, and you kind of like choose what you're most interested in, which I'm not sure what will be for me yet. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to try to find that out once I'm in college and grad school and find a subject that really interests me, because physics is such like a broad subject.
It's a broad subject full of smart people.
I'm not sure Cole knows either, right?
Just because you didn't understand his answer, I'm sure he knows.
Well, we are very proud of you, all your achievements, and we can't wait to reach back in a few years and see what you've done and what you've become and all the diseases you've cured, if that's what physicists do.
I mean, you still don't know.
I don't know.
It's like you didn't hear a word he said.
Yeah, I kind of, but we are excited to hear your speech, and that's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven. Continuing to honor the class of 2020 valedictorians, it's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. We've teamed up with Newsday. Cole Brigham is the valedictorian of Southold High School. Congratulations again, Cole.
Thank you.
We know you're off to do great things and become a physicist. Wait, what was your overall GPA, out of curiosity?
I mean, look at you.
I'm just curious.
I think it was like a 98.7 unweighted.
Mm, unweighted.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Weighted, it's like a 172.
Right, exactly. Well, we know that you have some great words for the graduating class and your fellow peers, so here you go. Take it away.
Hello. This year didn't go the way that anyone thought. We went from having a four-day weekend in March to watching Governor Cuomo tell us we wouldn't be going back to school for the rest of the year. What we've been through has been seen for over 100 years. I have no idea how they made it through quarantine without Wi-Fi. One positive is we had the biggest senior skip day in Southfield history. It's the little things we did that made the world feel normal. We know we are still with each other when we sit in our cars next to each other at the beach. We realize we can still have fun and hang out with each other. On top of that, the big things that the school and the town did for us made us feel the specialness of our senior year. We felt like we had the whole school behind us when we saw our pictures on the school's front lawn. Our accomplishments got recognized through the senior spotlights on Instagram. Now, when we drive through town, there are signs everywhere supporting us and wishing us the best. It makes us realize that even when we are going through the worst, we still let ourselves celebrate the good and look forward to the future. One word that sums up the end to our senior year is bittersweet. Our thoughts on having a bittersweet senior year are summed up pretty well with a quote from Michael Scott on The Office. I hate bittersweet chocolate. I don't even... What's the point of that? Why not just sweet? I mean, who are you helping? We all wanted our year to be all sweet, but things don't always work out that way. We were faced with a lot of bitterness, but still found the sweet and enjoyed the ending to our senior year. We shouldn't remember this year as a time we were all forced away from each other. We should remember it as the year where not even a pandemic could drive us apart. We shouldn't look back and think about everything we missed because of the pandemic, but how it made us stronger, how it brought out what really meant to be a part of Southfold. We learned how to be strong and stick with each other, even when we are going through the worst, and we will carry that with us for the rest of our lives.
Congratulations, Cole, and we want to continue honoring all the class of 2020 valedictorians, and if you know a valedictorian, you can have them head to annaandraven.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.